Okay, hello, Heart Refined friends. Here we are, day four. And we just went through yesterday such a beautiful understanding of what God is saying to us in what God has done for us through the life of Jesus has set us free so that we don't have to be bound by the law anymore. We are free in the law of grace. And what does that mean? It means quite simply that there are rules and there are regulations. Yes, there are things that are expected of us and required of us and an intentional life with Christ. But because of the fact that Jesus's blood set us free, then we are able to accept that we don't always get it right. That perfectionism, or as Kanye West would say, perfectionism is blasphemous. You know, he's a great theologian and you should follow that. But he's right. I don't know how great of a theologian he is, but I am saying he's right on that. We don't have to be perfectionists, but we continue to move towards his perfection and his goodness. And then we recognize that then that reverence for him will generate out of us such a fruitful obedience that will then cause others to lean in. So how do we get there? How do we do that? And we were winding up yesterday talking about Psalm 145 and how David lived a life that was not perfect, but he kept leaning into the perfection. Thus, he could be called a man after God's own heart. And you see this in Psalm 145. Now, I'm going to read the whole thing. And as you heard, I think a few days ago when I was reading in Romans 8, and I read that and I was sounding so outlandish and going really overboard in my reading of it. I was doing that on purpose because we get hyped by sound, by intonation. We get all geeked up about that stuff. But are we really reading it for the right reasons? And so as I read this one today, I hope you can recognize a difference between the two, because where I'm going to read this, there is such a passion in my heart that comes from knowing him as he is. And it's not some big hyped up, breathy reading, as it could sound that way to some who might be annoyed by my voice, but it's really this from a heart place. It's not a me place, and it's just in awe of who he is. So I hope that you will not just listen to me read this, but in your own time, you'll read it and you'll ask the Lord to show you the tone of your heart as you read it. And if you don't feel like the tone of your heart is tuned into a reverent place with him, then pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to pour that out on you, because again, it's only him that can give it to you. And he has the power to do so. And when you call on his name, he loves that. And so here we go. Let's listen. I exalt you, my God, the King, and I bless your name forever and ever. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and ever. The Lord is great and is highly praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will declare your works to the next and will proclaim your mighty acts. I will speak of your splendor and glorious majesty and your wondrous works, period. They will proclaim the power of your awe-inspiring acts, and I will declare your greatness. They will give a testimony of your great goodness and will sing and will joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He's slow to anger and grateful and great in faithful love. The Lord is good to everyone. His compassion rests on all he has made. All you have made will thank you, Lord. The faithful will bless you. They will speak of the glory of your kingdom and will declare your might, informing all people of your mighty acts and of your glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Your rule is for all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his actions. The Lord helps all who fall. He raises up all who are oppressed. All eyes look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all his acts. The Lord is near all who call out to him, and all who call out to him with integrity. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry for help and saves them. The Lord guards all those who love him, but he destroys all the wicked. my mouth will declare the Lord's praise. Let every living thing bless his holy name forever and ever. So breathe that in deep. How do you take this message that God has given us through Romans 8, through Psalm 145, and actually be changed by it? Well, you make yourself answer these questions, and you get in his face to know the answers. Again, remember, if you are just joining in with me, then those words, get in his face, means to get in his word and learn his countenance, his posture, his demeanor. For those of you who've been with me already for these several days, and you know what that means, and you know the Lord is drawing you closer day by day into his word. But these questions are important to answer. So think about these things and ask them, am I living towards being a better me? Or do I know that the only good in me comes from participation and communication with God? So now, as I say, being a better me, I'm air quoting that because there's no way without him. So are you living towards good communication and participation with God? Here's another question. Does the fruit of my life, in other words, my language, not just the language out of my mouth, but the language of my heart, the language of my actions, my behaviors, my attitudes, my actual mindset, does it reflect the goodness of God? Here's a hard question. Am I a believer in Jesus, but not an actual obedient follower of him? In other words, have I truly invited Jesus into my life to change me based on his terms and not just my preferences? In other words, based on being more than just my best me, but giving my life over to him so that I can become his tool and become a fruit of his goodness. You know, there's one thing that I've learned over time, that I should never just assume that I'm always speaking to a bunch of saved people, a bunch of people that already know Jesus. You see, Satan and his demons have worked very hard to convince people that saying the sinner's prayer and going through the steps like baptism and going to church and maybe even serving, like working in children's church or making casseroles. And I always say, y'all be careful with the casseroles. They're so unhealthy. But would those things actually save you? Now, these things are wonderful, and we should be a part of loving and serving one another. But they are not salvation, hands down, period. They just are not. It is my responsibility and the responsibility of anyone who knows Jesus to take that honor, to challenge you by asking you to answer the question, does the fruit of my heart and my life look like Jesus? So if that's a yes, then you're simply in a place of growth. Maybe you know for a fact that you have been saved by grace, but your fruit has been looking kind of rotten. And maybe this time as we go through the word is where you are looking for a time to refresh, to rest, to recommit, and then just increase your ability as you head into the battlefield every day with a resurrected spirit. Because what a blessing, the promise of salvation that, again, it can never be lost. What a blessing that is. So rest in that. Your salvation cannot be lost, but sometimes you need a reboot. Now, there's some people who are listening along, and there is a question about their salvation. And I want to say to you, don't you dare be embarrassed. I think the fact is, not that I think, it is really the truth. You've been lied to, and you just have not known it. However, you do know now that it is through Jesus that you can be saved. And so don't go one second longer. You too can be refreshed and rested as you go through listening to all these things. But the thing that's different for you, as you go into a whole new battlefield that you've never experienced before, you are an entirely new person with an entirely new set of equipment to live. You know, yesterday I was talking about that equipment, that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. All these things are available to you, and you are entirely resurrected and you're set free to run a new race. So I encourage you, as you move into this next couple of days, that you take time to sit and answer these questions. that you read through Romans 8, you read through Psalm 145, and you really come to a place of answering before the Lord what it is your relationship, or what your relationship is with Him, and then asking Him how He could have you live that out in your everyday life, displaying the goodness of God for others to see and take in for themselves, that they might be saved. Okay, that's a wrap on these first four episodes of this journey towards the goodness of God through God's Word. I pray that you're blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.